Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, hallelujah, glory to God. Thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner Ministry. I am your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live. Go ahead and text a neighbor, T-Bo, and tweet them. Hit them up on Facebook and let them know that it's going down here on today. Glory to God, hallelujah. For God is good and he is worthy to be praised, hallelujah. You know, sometimes you think, well, what do I have to praise him about? Just praise him for who he is. And that don't mean he always got to give you something. You got to know that he breathed breath into you. Oh, my God. He woke you up this morning. Some people can't say it. Glory to God. But guess what? To be absent in the body, to be present with the Lord. Glory to God. So we got to learn how to have a grateful and a praise on our heart all the time, not just sometimes, and stop murmuring and complaining about what you did and what you ain't got and what you should have had, and Lord, why do you give them theirs? And that's why you don't get yours, because you worry about the other man, or the other woman. Glory to God. But if we just keep our minds focused and stayed on him, he will give us our heart desire. That's what he said. Come on, Bible scholars, y'all. If you don't, no, hallelujah, glory to God. You should have been in church how many years? You know, your mom, dad drugged some of you to church. Hallelujah, glory to God. And, you know, I was one of them, and I thank God for that. Hallelujah, because I wouldn't be where I am today. Hallelujah, glory to God. You know, he said one plant, one water, and God give the increase. So he sent me on over, amen, to Apostle Yvonne Rounds and Pastor Joseph Rouse, glory to God, to go ahead and top it off and, amen, and take me where I need to go. Hallelujah for that. Glory to God. We're going to go ahead, amen, and get into our announcements. I want to make sure that you keep all these announcements in mind. Hallelujah. You know, God is good, and I say it, and I continue to say it. You know, sometimes you have, I believe, but I ask God to help me with my unbelief. Sometimes you have to say something over and over and over. It's nothing like seeing it over and over and over for it to come to pass, you know. If you're believing him for something, continue to say it. Oh, my God. You know, confession is good for the soul. I remember, we're going to get into our message in just a minute. Hold on. Amen. Let the fire of God fall. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. I remember there was this prophet that came to the town that I used to stay in, and she came and, you know, she gave me a prophecy, and she just continued to say stuff that God was going to do this and do this and do that. And then this prophet, and he began to say, God's going to do this and this. I'm going to call you what he calls you, not what, you know, I want to call you, but what he calls you. And he continued. And what I did, I played that message over and over and over and over. I was downloading it in my spirit. Oh, confession is good for the soul. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I continue to play that message over and over and over and over. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And until it came to pass, and that's where I am now. Hallelujah. But I had to go from here to there to get to here. Amen. Because I had to get somebody else to help me. Hallelujah. And I don't mind getting help. Don't be so prideful where you don't want no help from nobody. And don't think nobody's trying to hold you down. They just wanted you to, when you get out there, you'll know how to stay out there. Glory to God. Because you can't get out there before time, and then, you know, you'll fall. But they're going to tell you how to get there. Then they're going to tell you how to stay there. And they're going to tell you how you need to be there. Oh, good God Almighty. I know there was a lot to soak up, wasn't it? Amen. Hallelujah. But we're going to go ahead and get into the Word of God. We thank God for you being here again on today. Glory to God. I want to make sure that you tune in on Tuesday night. We have none other than one word from the Lord, Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. The show comes on every Tuesday. The service starts every Tuesday at 6 Pacific Standard Time, 8 Central Standard Time, and 9 Eastern Standard Time. And make sure you mark these down so you'll know. You know, I know some say, well, we can't get the numbers, and they have Facebook pages. You know, if you can't get it, I'm sure you got some children or some grandchildren that can pull it up for you and say, okay, this is the number right here. You write it down. Because I'm telling you, that the children, amen, they can have all the phones now. We want them to handle Jesus the same way, you know, continue to serve and seek. Hallelujah. But if you can, you can get one of them, amen, to help you with to find what you're looking for. Hallelujah. I know somebody's not computer savvy. That's okay. But that's okay. Somebody will give you a number. Hallelujah. And if you need a mentor, a marriage counselor, a spiritual leader, or you just need some answers to some spiritual questions that you have, you know, and I'm seeing spiritual dreams. Hallelujah. Yes, you know, you have to go to the dream maker. But, you know, they can put you on the right track and tell you how to do it, how to go about, you know, getting to him for him to tell you what your dreams mean. I heard that somebody's having dreams, and what you need to do is contact them. You can contact any of us, amen. We should be able to help you, you know. We can pray with you and ask the Lord to reveal what he's given you in those dreams, hallelujah. Because dreams mean something. We're not going to go through all that, but I encourage you to go ahead and hit up Apostle Yvonne Rouse. It'll be Prophetess Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse on Facebook. They will be glad to help you to get to where you need to go so you can get your dreams answered. Because, you know, you keep having them over and over and over. Because I remember, I can say for myself, I had one dream over, and I continue to have that dream over, and I continue to have that dream. And so finally, I prayed about it. It was before I was under this ministry. And I kept continuing to pray. I'm like, okay, Lord, this dream is just, I'm having it too many times. I saw it over and over and over, and it just kept coming up. So I encourage you to go ahead and hit them up on Facebook. Stop being prideful and stop being shameful. You know, God wants to help each and every one of us. He has no respect to person. He will help you. So I encourage you to go ahead and hit them up on Facebook and let them know what the need may be so they can help you. Now, if you move on down, on Wednesday night, we have Faith Come By Hearing, none other than Elder Evangelist Bertha Askew. Her show comes on at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. I encourage you to write it down because I'm telling you, a powerful praying woman of God. Oh, awesome, awesome. Glory to God. Just awesome. Hallelujah. And if you missed it on last week, you missed a treat. You missed it the week before, you missed a treat. It ain't nothing like getting that pancake right off the press. I'm telling you, it was just awesome. Amen. And she made the pancake, and then she put the syrup on it. Good God Almighty. It was awesome. So I encourage you to come on and hear what the Lord is saying on Wednesday. Amen. The Elder also has a Facebook page. You can go on there. Amen. The shows are pre-recorded on www.blogtalk. But me, I want to hear mine from the press. I want to hear it right off the press. I don't want to have to go and search through and find it, amen, on the internet. I want to hear mine straight from heaven above. Glory to God. We'll say it like that. Straight from heaven above. So I encourage you to listen in and hear what the Lord is saying and hear how Elder prays and he sings and the anointing that's on them songs. You know, sometimes, you know, people can sing and you can hear them sing some songs, really, but there's no anointing on some sometimes. You know, but you go over there on the other side, you're going to be anointed. It's on that song. It's going to do just that it's sent out to do. If you've been having a hard time all week, then guess what? It's going to break that yoke. It's going to destroy that burden that you've been carrying. Good God Almighty. So I encourage you to come on and listen. Hallelujah. And then we are called the Hour of Power. I'm the first Hour of Power on Sunday, Prophetess Martha Williams. Services start at 2 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 4 o'clock Central Standard Time and 5 Eastern Standard Time. So I encourage you to come on and hear what the Lord is saying. Hallelujah. You don't have to be judgmental, but come to hear what God is saying. Hallelujah. Because over here, if he ain't saying it, you ain't got to worry about me saying it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's the type of God we serve. Hallelujah. And no, everybody don't preach alike, and he gives different words. If everybody wore the same shirt, hallelujah, just think about it. Everybody wore the same clothes all the time. Everybody preached the same all the time. Then guess what? You'll walk the same all the time. Oh, my God, you said something then, didn't you? Hallelujah. But you see, he comes in different ways and gives different people, you know, different understanding of his word so you can grow in Christ. That's what happens. Hallelujah. Everybody don't preach the same. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Everybody is not the same. Hallelujah. He made everybody necessarily different. That's why. Hallelujah. And he gives it to them different so that he can feed, you can feed his sheep differently. Because the word that I might need today, you may not need it today, but you may need it tomorrow. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's move on. Hallelujah. And then the next hour of power, I'm going to give you a 30-minute break. And the next hour of power will be Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson. Her show comes on at 2:30 Pacific, 4:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. She is also an author. She has 2 books published. Yes, I have them. And you can get them also. You can go on Amazon.com and you can pull up her name and you can get your books. Hallelujah. They're $1.99 a piece. Or if you can't find that, you can go to her Facebook page and you can inbox her and tell her that I can't find it, so can you help me? And I'm sure she will. No doubt. And I know she will. So you can go and you can hear, amen, glory to God, and read those scriptures. Amen. In the morning, it's a good read. It'll get you jump started on your day. Hallelujah. But I want to encourage you, when you get jump started on your day, you read that one and continue to read another one. Continue to read another one. And you'll keep on going and keep flowing in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Because sometimes people say, well, I read one scripture and I read one page. Yeah, but sometimes that ain't enough. You got to keep on. It's a continue in me always. So that's how you continue. Hallelujah. But an awesome woman of God, amen. And I encourage you to listen to the word that she's going to preach this afternoon. Because it's on fire, on time word. Hallelujah. Glory to God. She's going to tell it just like it is. Glory to God. So I encourage you to come on and listen. Hallelujah. And I want to also invite you to be a partner. Come on and partner and give. Hallelujah. You know, so many times now we're holding your hand so tight. You ain't letting nothing out. Can't nothing flow in, you know. He said, give and you shall receive. Understand now, okay? Hallelujah. Give and you shall receive. You, in order to get something, you got to give something. Hallelujah. And don't let it fool you. Sometimes you just got to give sometimes, give some money. Well, you know, because let me help you out with this. My time is not going to play a light deal, right? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, my God. How many times have I said, our pastor said, if it's not enough to meet your needs, it's your seed. Glory to God. Hallelujah. No, I'm not telling you to give away your light bill money. I'm not telling you to do none of that. Give away your rent money. I'm not telling you none of that. Hallelujah. You know, let God be God in your life and let him tell you. Hallelujah. Because, you know, sometimes people say, well, that pastor told me, that prophet told me to give away. No, I didn't. Give away my light bill money. No, I didn't. Don't do it. Just don't do it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's move on. If you desire at this time, hallelujah, I want you to go ahead and press the 1 and come in for prayer. I just want you to tell me what's your prayer request and where you're calling from. I don't want you to go and put all your business out there. If you have more than just, you know, what you want to tell me here online, you can inbox me. Or you can tell me I need to talk to you and I will get back with you later. But I don't want you to put everything out here. Hallelujah. Because this is a live show and it's pre-recorded. So, you know, when it records, then everything that you put out there, you know, people can hear it. So I encourage you to do that. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, God is good and he is worthy. Hallelujah. We serve an awesome God. We serve a right now God. We serve a God that's doing what he needs to do in this season. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I know everybody now, you know, if they get an uproar, oh, my God, they're saying, okay, we're dealing with monkey pops and snap, crackle, and pop, and amen, glory to God. A lot of violence. Hallelujah. We are, but guess what? God is still God. He still sits high. And he looks slow, and he sees all this going on. Hallelujah. He said, when you see all these things, amen, coming, you know the end is near. Hallelujah. So don't you know that it is near? It is. It's near. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes people say, well, you've been saying that for I don't know how long. Yeah, I tell you what. Don't get caught, hallelujah, with your work undone. Glory to God, because it is near, hallelujah. I don't see anybody press the one, so guess what? I'm going to go ahead on and open us up in prayer. If we have time, we'll come back and see if anybody have pressed the one. Amen. Glory to God. Father, as we come to you, Lord God, as humble as we know how, Lord, lifting up your holy name on high, God, giving you all the glory, all the honor, all the praise, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we pray, Lord God, that you continue, Lord God, to download what you need to download to us, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let us know, Lord God, which way to go, Lord God, and what to do and what not to do, Lord God. Let us be led by the Holy Spirit each and every day, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, don't let us stray from the path, oh God. Father, we thank you, oh God, for everyone under the sound of my voice and those that need a healing in their body, Lord. We ask you, God, to go in and heal their body, clear their lungs up, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God. Hey, good God Almighty, clear the lungs, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, so they can breathe right, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We know that you made this body, Lord God, and nothing, Lord God, came up on it without you knowing first, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you, oh God, for clear lungs, clear breathing, God. In the name of Jesus, we know what the doctor report said, Lord God. But whose report are we going to believe? We got to believe yours, Lord, because you said you I'm the healer, God. That's what you said, Lord God. So we know, Lord God, and we thank you that they're already healed, Lord God, as you spoke it online today in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, for those, Lord God, who just need peace in their mind, Lord. They can't seem to find the peace of God to rest upon them in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we just ask you, Lord God, to give them, Lord God, the peace in their mind, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. There's so much going on, Lord, on their jobs, and there's so much trying to cloud them so they can't think straight, Lord God. They're here, there, and everywhere trying to find peace in the wrong place. But we know, Lord God, all peace. Oh, my God, must come from you, Lord. So we speak it upon them right now in the name of Jesus. We speak peace, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Lord God, we know, Lord, that the peace of God will rest on them like never before in Jesus' name, oh God. Lord, we thank you, oh God, for services on today, Lord. Let them hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying, oh God. Because we know, Lord God, that I'm the mouthpiece of the prophet, Lord, as it goes out in the hedges and the highways to compel those that are lost to come to Christ, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for the word on today, Lord. We know, Lord God, that every word, Lord God, shall fall on good ground. We push any distractions, any spirits, Lord God, that's not like you, that's trying to hold them back from getting this word on today. Lord God, we snatch it out of the atmosphere. Hey, my God. In the name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, oh God. We give you the glory. We give you honor. We give you praise, oh God. Father God, we pray for those that say, I'm hearing this, that you're missing your loved ones. But no, to be absent in the body is to be present with the Lord. They're looking down and smiling, hallelujah, glory to God, saying, oh, my God, I see you. But you don't have to cry no more. You don't have to mourn for me no more. That's what they're saying. They're saying they're okay because they're with the Lord, thou God. So don't worry about them, hallelujah, because you're worrying too much about them. It's okay if you think about them, but you're worrying too much about them. Hallelujah, glory to God. He said, I got them. They're with me, so they're okay. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father God, we just thank you, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord, we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We serve the God, hallelujah, that sits high and he looks low. But guess what? He's still in control and he's still in charge. You know, you got to learn how to let him have it. What I mean is, whatever you're going through, lay it down at his feet and leave it there. So many times what you do, you go back and you pick it up. You say, hold up, wait a minute. Now, Lord, I was worrying about this. And then, okay, Lord, I'm going to lay it at your feet. But then when you come from the feet of God, then what happens? You pick it back up and said, okay, I'm still worrying about this. Well, guess what? You didn't lay it down at his feet. You got to say, Lord, I thank you that it's already done. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. And that comes from you reading and meditating in his word and knowing what his word is saying and knowing how he's telling you to do and what you're telling him to do. Because what he's telling you to do, I remember in my own life, he said, Martha, you got to lay it down at my feet and leave it. Leave it alone. He said, leave it alone because I got it. Hallelujah. Leave it alone. You got to learn how to leave it alone. Sometimes you have to learn how to leave it alone because he got you. If he said he got you, he got you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He ain't going to let nothing hurt you. He got you. He said, I got you. You ain't got to worry about what's going on and what they're saying and what they're doing. You ain't got to worry about none of that. Just know that he said he got you. So if he got you, he got you. But you got to learn how to walk in that. Sometimes you can't walk in that. Hallelujah. And that's why you got to walk in the spirit realm because you're still walking in the flesh. Hallelujah. You got to learn how to crucify what your flesh wants and continue to walk into what your spirit wants. Whatever you feed the most, that's what's going to take over. Hallelujah. That's just like if you sit and you eat all the time, you're eating natural food, right? Hallelujah. So every time you turn around, you're going to be hungry all the time. Want something to eat. I want something to snack on. Hallelujah. And you get some chips. And knowing that this all is not good for your body, amen, I ain't going to charge y'all for this one. Amen. Glory to God. Knowing that those chips ain't good for your body. You eat everything in moderation. You don't eat it all like that. Then you say, okay, well, 30 minutes later, I'm hungry again. So I might even go 10 minutes later. I'm hungry again. Glory to God. You got to eat, amen, the spiritual food. Eat the word of God and listen to the word of God on CD, on tape. Whatever you feed the most, that's what's going to take over. If you're feeding your flesh, it's going to take over too. Yes, it is. It sure is. But you got to learn how to walk and feed your spirit, man, and stay built up on your holy faith. My God, my God. Amen. So we're going to go ahead and get into the message on today. Hallelujah. If you would, go ahead and turn with me to John chapter 3. I know this is a message that everybody knows. Hallelujah. Let me put it like this. Some people know and some don't. Hallelujah. But this is where he's calling us to go on today because people need this word. They need. Sometimes you have to hear a word over, like I said, over and over and over again till it gets in your spirit. He said the labors are, you know, hold up now, glory to God. Yes, it is. The harvest is plenty, but the labors are few. You know, some people don't even want to tell other people about Jesus. All they want is what they can get and don't care if nobody else get theirs. But that's just not the way it is. He brought you out to bring you over to tell somebody else about a man named Jesus. Because look right here on verse chapter 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So understand right there when he said you shouldn't perish because you believe. Do you really and truly believe? You need to check, you do a self-check up and check yourself. Sometimes you say, yeah, I believe, but you're still doing the same old that you were doing this time last year, this time the year before that, and this time the year before that. Don't you know if you confess Jesus is Lord, then you got to do something different. You can't hang around them same old people, glory to God, and expect to get some good results. He said, I rain on the just for well as the unjust, yet he do. He will rain down on you. But understand, you're living this life to live again. Do you want eternal life or do you want the other life? There's heaven and there's hell. I don't have a heaven and hell to put. I don't have a heaven and hell to put you in. Glory to God. But you see right here, he came. Whosoever believeth in him, you're not going to perish, but have everlasting life. That means you're dead in the spirit. Hallelujah. You're on the side with the devil. You know, sometimes you got to step back and you got to think, whose side am I on? Who am I going to serve? Am I going to serve the devil or am I going to serve God? Glory to God. Whom you want to serve? Don't you want to serve a living God that can give you them pressed down, shaking together, running over blessings? I'm not saying that you're not going to go through here, because yes, you're going to go through. On this side, you're going to go through. Hallelujah. But no, I'd rather be with Jesus than to be over on the other side with the devil, because once he gets you, he's through with you. He can't bless you. Only God can bless you. He can give you what your heart desires. He can give you eternal life. He can give you what you want. Glory to God. He can supply all your needs. That's what his word says. Glory to God. He came that you may have life more abundantly. Hallelujah. My God, my God. So who would you rather serve? The devil can't give you all that. He can make it look like it. Glory to God. But it's counterfeit. Oh, my God, you said something. It's counterfeit. It ain't nothing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That he won't give you. Glory to God. So who would you rather serve? Think about it. Where do you want to spend eternity? Hallelujah. He came that you could have this kind of life. He came that you could be free from all worry. He came that you could be free from all sin if you want to be. Hallelujah. But some just like what they're doing. That's the thing about it. You like it because you like feeding your flesh. You know, he said, well, I tell you what, yes, Lord knows. I like all the women. Look at all them right there just lined up. I like all the women. And look at all the men. Okay, women, y'all, same way. Look at all the men over there lined up over there, God. Oh, I like them. Ain't one of yours. You ain't Solomon. Hallelujah. And you know, he couldn't satisfy all of them. God Almighty, oh, you said something. Hallelujah, glory to God. So you got to realize you got to stay connected. You stay connected with him, and guess what? He will do just that he said he was going to do. He ain't going to let nothing come up on you. He's going to protect you from all that stuff. He'll protect you and give you eternal life. So when he returns, you want to hear him say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. He gave his son for us so we can have longevity, not to be on the side of the devil. You got to make a choice on this day. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Whom are you going to serve? Oh, my God. You going to serve the one that died on Calvary for you? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Who are you going to serve? Some like doing what they do. This ain't no time to sit down on God now. This ain't no time to be serving the devil. Can't you see everything's happening? Look at all around you. Read the writing on the wall. Hallelujah. The signs of time. Things are happening so quick. They hear the day, they're gone tomorrow. And all the things that are going on and people are just losing their mind. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. Just think about it. But I'd rather be with him than to be without him. I don't want to be caught on that side over there with the devil. Glory to God. I want to be right here and believing in God so I can have the everlasting life that he talks about, so I can have a seat in the kingdom of God. I'm not going to wait and think that everything's all right now, and then I'll wait till he come almost, and then I'll say, well, you know what? Now, Lord, I believe. No, you're going to wait too late. You may not even have a chance. Hallelujah. You don't know. Hallelujah. You don't know if you're going to have a chance. So it's best you serve him now. For God sent not his son unto the world to be condemned the world, but that the world through him might be saved. That's why he sent him. He sent him to save the world. Glory to God. He gave him to save the world. He didn't come to condemn you. I don't come to condemn anybody. I just come to draw you to Christ. It's time for you to get out of whatever it is you're doing. Hallelujah. Well, here we go. Okay, let's find a better way to say that, Lord. All righty now. Come on, glory to God. It's time for you to stop doing those things that you shouldn't be doing. I'm going to put it like this. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And serve him to the fullest. Serve him till he come and calls you home. And you know where you're going to spend eternity. Some said, well, you know what? I know where I'm going. Where are you going? Hallelujah. If you're doing the same old, don't you expect, hallelujah, to have a seat in heaven. Don't do it, because it ain't going to happen. It ain't. You cannot live, amen, glory to God. You cannot live, hallelujah. Oh, my God. And expect, live like you want to live. Do what you want to do. And then expect heaven's blessings. And you're going to have a seat in the kingdom of God. You can't do it. It's time out for all that foolishness. It's time out. It's time for you to know whom you really truly serve. It's time for you to know, Lord, I'm on your side. I know you gave your son, and I want to be saved right now. Lord, I know, Lord God, that you rain down whatever I need. So I don't need to go and conjure up nothing. I don't need to go, Lord God, and try to get folks to buy stuff for me that I know ain't no good. So listen, stop selling stuff that you know ain't no good. Don't do that. Don't go and do that. Now, you know the Lord sees you, right? Hallelujah. You know, sometimes people get stuff and they be saying, okay, well, it's broken, but I'm going to go ahead and sell it to them, you know, and it ain't no good. Well, I don't like this and I'm going to sell it to them. No, if you know you can't wear, and you know I've had those things that happen to me too, but you know if you can't wear, then why are you going to go and try to sell it to somebody else? Just give it to them, glory to God, if you know you can't wear it. Hallelujah. You know, so many times people just want everybody to pay for this and pay for that, but can't you be a blessing to somebody sometimes? Hallelujah. Glory to God. But Lord, I know I'm on your side, Lord, and I'm not giving it up, Lord God. Lord, I know I've done wrong. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But let's stop right there for just a second. I hear it. Hallelujah. I hear the call. I hear the cry. I want you to repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life. Make me, Lord God. Lord, I repent of all my sins, Lord God, that I have committed against you, Lord God. I give you my heart, Lord God. In Jesus' name, amen. Welcome to the body of Christ. You are now a blood-washed, born believer. Hit me up on Facebook so I can tell you what next, because guess what? He's to return, and he is real, and he was waiting on you. Somebody said that prayer. Glory to good God Almighty. Somebody did say that prayer. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But now, hallelujah, you need to contact me on Facebook and let me know. If you have my number, you can also call me, and I will tell you what next, because it don't stop there, and you can't turn back. Hallelujah. You know, the elder was preaching, elder was saying, you know, the world loves his own, but you know they don't love God's people. When you get to saying something about Jesus, hallelujah, you know people will draw up. You know, but I tell you what, you can talk about God, you can talk about the Lord, but whenever you put that name in there, they're all the same, glory, this Trinity. When you say Jesus, people, oh my God, they cringe up, hallelujah, glory to God. I'm like, what is the problem? You know, I want to know what's wrong, you okay? But you mention Jesus around somebody and see how they act. I just had this conversation with somebody else, but they're always saying, you know, God and the Lord, you know, that, and that is good. But then you say Jesus and see what happens. Glory to God. You will think they saw a ghost. Good God Almighty. But it ain't no ghost, but it's a Holy Ghost. Good God Almighty. My God, my God. So I encourage you, hallelujah, to go ahead, hallelujah, and hit me up and let me know that it was you that said this. Because he wants you to come on in and stuck with him, and you talk to him, and he'll talk to you. Spend some alone time. You see right here. Hallelujah. He gave his only begotten son that whosoever believes. You got to believe. Are you a believer on today? You know him. You know him. You said, yeah, I know him, but you're denying the power therein. It doesn't stop here. This whole Bible is powerful. His word is powerful. This word will bring deliverance. This word will bring healing. This word will bring you stuff that you didn't even think you could have. This word is to deliver you out of all them fiery doctors trying to hit you and tell you how to get rid of them too. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already. Because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. You see right there, hallelujah. If you don't believe in him, you already condemned. Glory to God. You don't want to be that person. You don't want to be that woman. You don't want to be that man, that child, that boy. You don't want to be that. You don't want to be those people. Then make sure that you're leading your children down the right path. You know, I was talking earlier about how, you know, mom and dad drug you to church and hallelujah. It's still there. You just need activating. That's what it is. Hallelujah. Because you just think you can go and do what you want to do and big enough to do what you want to do and have your way. But you can't do that. Hallelujah. You've got to serve him to the fullest. You can't let nothing get in the way. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, my God. He's an awesome, awesome, awesome God we serve. Hallelujah. Don't you know, don't you know, don't you know? It's time out for playing. It's time to be the real church. Hallelujah. We have people even going to church. Hallelujah. And they just going just to be going. And then when they get out of the church, they'll go and they'll do all kinds of stuff. I'm talking to you too. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You go up there and you be up there dancing and they have these little, what you call it, mind dancing and all this. And then you just left the club last night. Glory to God. That is not him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You serve him to the fullest. Don't think you're doing right because it's wrong. It's time now to do right and stop all that wrongness and know that he is here. If you don't believe in him, hallelujah, glory to God, then you already condemn yourself. You know, Jesus is real. Hallelujah. And he is on the throne. He's on the right hand side of the Father. Glory to God. So in order to get to the Father, you got to go through him. You got to accept him as your Lord and Savior. You can't go no other way. Some of you are trying to sneak up on the other side. Well, you know, I know God. Nah. You got to know Jesus. Hallelujah. It says here in the word, you got to confess Jesus is the Son of God. Jesus is Lord in your life. Make him Lord in your life and see what he do. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He'll bring you out. He'll bring you over. He'll take you up. He'll take you down. He'll turn you all the way around. He don't mind, glory to God, giving you what you need, and he will give you your heart desire. Do you ever ask him, Lord, what is my desire, Lord God? What you got for me, Lord? What do you got for me? Do you ever ask him that? Most of the time, all you do, hallelujah, is when he blessed you over here, then you say, Lord, I thank you. When he blessed you over there, Lord, I thank you. That's what you say, but you got to say, Jesus, I believe in you, Lord. I believe in you, Lord. I want you to come in my life. Make me, Lord God, change my life. Don't let me go back to doing the things I used to do, because I don't want to do those things anymore, because I know heaven is real, and I'm trying to reach heaven. I don't want the hell. I want to reach heaven. Glory to God. It's easy to go down there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. My God. But it's hard when you have to sit down and study and see what the Lord thy God has for you and see what the word of God says. Hallelujah. Because you're so used to, hallelujah, just doing what you want to do. You lack the days of here. You lack the days of over there. You'll go and you drink. Hallelujah. You smoke. Hallelujah. You do just what you want to do. Hallelujah. You live in. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But you know, we serve an awesome God, but that ain't what you do. So he's calling you out of that mess. He wants you to believe in him so he can change your life. Glory to God. It's a life-changing word on today. And you need to believe what I'm saying. Hallelujah. Because guess what? He gave me his word just a few minutes ago. So I know it's for somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We serve a right now God. We serve that on time God. We serve the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He sent his son not to condemn you, but he sent his son to bring deliverance to the whole world, not just some people. Some families don't want nobody saved but just therefore and no more. But no, it's not that. He said he sent him for the world, the whole world to be changed. Glory to God. So when you see somebody, if you already saved, hallelujah, tell somebody about a man named Jesus, glory to God, who died on Calvary. Hallelujah. So you can get their soul saved. Hallelujah. Brought out of that darkness. It's time for them to come out of that dark spot and get into the place in the kingdom of God where they can be a servant unto him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You serve the devil. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And what did he bring you? Nothing but more chaos. So it's time to serve Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Lord, we thank you, oh God. Oh, glory to God. It's time to come out. Hallelujah. Come on up and come on out. Hallelujah. Glory to God and serve him because guess what? He's alive. He is well. And he's waiting on you. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Don't let nobody tell you nothing otherwise. Hallelujah. And this, hallelujah, verse 19, and this is the condemnation, that light is come unto the world. And men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. You see right here, some people love the darkness. They don't like light. And when you get to talking about Jesus, that's why they screech so bad. Hallelujah. Because they know, hallelujah, glory to God. When you mention that name Jesus, something got to give. Whatever you're going through, something got to give, and it's got to give it up. What that song used to say, got to give it up. it's got to give it up. Whatever it got of yours, it's got to give it up. Because the light snaps out the darkness. So you want your light to shine. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So you can tell others. You can get somebody saved if you're already a believer. But if you're not, hallelujah, and you just prayed that prayer, if you prayed that prayer, then yes, you are now a believer, born, washed, blood believer. If you didn't, you need to go back and pray that prayer, hallelujah, because he's waiting on you. He wants everybody. Everybody can be saved. It says, you know, he has no respect of person. Just like he saved me, he'll save you. He'll bring you out and bring you over. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But, you know, some people do like evil. They do like what they do. You know, I'm all right. That's what they'll say. Well, you know, I'm good. I'm good. You ever saw anybody always come out, I'm good. I'm good. Ain't nothing going on. I'm good. I'm good. If they ain't going through nothing, they better check themselves for what side are they living on. Because everything ain't good over here all the time. God gets the glory, and he will bring you out, but he wants to hear you pray. So if everything is always good over there, then that lets me know, huh, that you're not praying. Hallelujah. You ain't got to pray. You say everything good, so what are you praying for? Because if all was well, oh, my God, all was well, then guess what? You wouldn't have to pray. That's why things come for us to pray. Glory to God. Us to seek him. For him to help us through what we have to go through. Glory to God. So don't always say things are always well, because they're not. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But some people just like living in the darkness. They like living in the darkness instead of walking in the light. They like that. I said light gonna step out that darkness regardless. That's why they don't sometimes, you know, people who are already have been saved for a minute, they don't like to hang around them. I said, no, they're going to pick up on it. I said, uh-uh, you know that ain't right. You know that ain't right. They don't like to hear that. The next thing they go, they always telling me that this is not right. Well, if they don't help you, who going to help you? So you have to be careful about that. But he wants you to come on and give your life to Christ. Give it to him. Just give it all to him. Don't even worry about your friends. Don't worry about none of that, none of that. Just get yourself straight. And he'll fix everything else. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you, oh God, for the word on today, oh Lord. We thank you, God, that you are an on-time God. Lord, we thank you for those that gave their life unto Christ on today. Lord, they're starting their walk with you, Lord. We pray, God, that you send them somewhere so they can grab hold, Lord God, to someone who's walking right, who's walking a right lifestyle of living, who's living right, God. So they can continue on down the road, Lord, and continue with the journey, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, don't let them fall back, but hold their arms up, Lord, so they can continue on with you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we call all out, husbands, wives, children, Lord God. We ask the parents to teach their children, Lord, to pray. Teach their children, Lord, to say the name Jesus. Oh, good God Almighty, hallelujah. Hey, my Lord, to teach their children to say the name of Jesus, oh God, hallelujah. And let your angels camp around them as they're starting back to school, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We ask your angels to camp around them, oh God, to keep them and protect them on their journey, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord. Father God, I ask you to pull the parents up. Because if you pull the parents up, then they'll reach back and they'll get their children and pull them up. But without them coming up, Lord God, there's no upness that's going to happen. So, Lord, I ask you to pull the parents up. Let them be focused more on you, Lord God. Instead of, Lord God, the internet and different things that they've been focusing on, Lord, during the summer, in the name of Jesus. But let them come back to the focus on the Bible, Lord, to get their children and sit them down and read with them, Lord God, and help them to understand who Jesus is and help them understand that this is the man right here that they need to walk with. Glory to God. And be doers, hearers and doers of your word, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, I decree and I declare, Lord God, no weapon formed against them shall prosper, Lord God. Let it hit like a domino all across the nation. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Not just in the south, but the north, Lord God, the east and the west, oh God. Right now in the name of Jesus. Jesus. Let their focus be your focus, Lord God. Let their words be your word, Lord. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Not holding back anything from them, oh God. But let them have everything that they need, Lord, to go to school, Lord. In the name of Jesus, oh God. We know you are the supplier. You said you'll supply every need. So, Lord, we know that you'll fix it. You'll fix it because you're the fixer-upper, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. And Father God, we pray, Lord, for those that gave their life unto you on today, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God, let them be steadfast and steady and focused, Lord. Don't let them go back even after this sermon, but let them continue on in Christ Jesus. Oh, my God. Hey, my God. Lord, that person that's down on their knees and saying, Lord, I didn't know what I was doing, Lord, but I'm accepting you today. Oh, my God. Oh, Lord, hear the cry of that person, oh God. In the name of Jesus, hear their cry, oh Lord. Oh, my God, help me, Lord. He said, forgive me, Lord, everything, Lord. He's just crying out to the Lord on today. Praise God, hallelujah. His focus, Lord God, has turned. So, Lord, send somebody by, Lord, to help him. In the name of Jesus, it's a man. Send somebody by to help him, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you, oh Lord. We give you glory, God. We know that you sit high and you look lower. And nothing catches you by surprise, oh God. We know none of this pandemic and this monkeypox, none of this caught you by surprise, God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God. Lord God, we thank you, oh God. Lord, we serve her right now and in all time, God. Father God, we just thank you, oh God, and we pray, Lord God, oh my God, for that person that's been having fever. Oh my God, and they say they don't know what it is and they can't keep the fever broken. It goes and it comes. It's going and it's coming. Well, we speak to that fever right now, huh? In the name of Jesus, we say break and do not return anymore. In the name of Jesus. Huh? Oh, we thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. That the fever, Lord, oh, good God Almighty, is gone in the name of Jesus. Whew, Lord, we thank you. Lord, we know your word, Lord, has power. It'll deliver, it'll heal, it'll set free those that have been bound down, Lord, with circumstances, those that have been bound down in their mind, those that have been bound, Lord God, don't know which way to go. We thank you, God, that the word releases them on today. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord, we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My God. My God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God. What an awesome God. Awesome God. I keep saying this. Y'all come on. Y'all can say it too. You don't have to be here with me. We're here in the spirit realm. So you can say, what an awesome God we serve. Continue to say, what an awesome God we serve. An awesome God, an awesome God. Hallelujah. You don't have to worry about it, sister. God's going to make sure your child got every school clothes that they need. Hallelujah. Make every book bag. You ain't got to worry about it. Just hold on. Just use what you got for right now. But guess what? Your train is coming. Hallelujah. Just hold on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He's going to make sure they got everything they need. You don't have to even worry about that. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, oh God. We know you to be the supplier. And Lord, we know, Lord, that you can do anything but fail. You're not a failing God. So we thank you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh Lord, we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We serve a God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. He won't forget. He won't forget your labor, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. I want to go ahead and reiterate some of the shows that's coming on, the services that we're having. Make sure you tune in on Tuesday night for Apostle and Pastor. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Make sure you tune in for Elder on Wednesday. Awesome fire, fired up woman of God. Make sure you tune in on Sunday for the Hour of Power. I'm the first Hour of Power, Prophetess Martha Williams and Ministry Elaine. I'm going to give you a break then. Ministry Elaine of Voice of Two Worldwide Ministries. She is the next Hour of Power. So make sure you tune in, hallelujah, for the awesome word, because God is moving by his spirit. He moved on today, and he's moving through each and every service that he has. And continue, hallelujah, continue to give. For if you give, it shall be given. Good measures, Don't you want them good measures measured out? Just think about it when he say press down. Don't you want it, amen, it pressed down. Now think about this next part. Running over, you press it down, but guess what? It's still going to come out running over. You'll have more than enough to share with somebody else. Whoop, that's what I'm talking about. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's what I'm talking about. Amen. Glory to God. Well, we're going to go ahead and see if anybody pressed the one that would like prayer on today. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't forget. Ministry Lane will be coming up next, 30-minute break, and then she'll be coming up next. Amen. Let nobody press the one, so we're going to go ahead and we're going to get out of here. Hallelujah. And don't forget to return back next Sunday. Hallelujah, because God is good and he is worthy to be praised. Now for the benediction. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen, amen. Have an awesome, awesome rest of the week. Be blessed and listen. Stay safe. Wear your mask. Amen.